Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is August 1st, 2008, the Feast of Blessed Joseph of Arimathea. Many of the people on our calendar of commemorations who are from the early church or even from the Bible are kind of puzzling to me. We don't know much beyond just a few glimpses of their lives, and yet they must have had many thousands of days filled with joys and griefs, friends, enemies, families, all the things that humans have. Everything we know about Joseph of Arimathea, we know from the Gospels. Apparently, he was a secret follower of Jesus, like Nicodemus, and provided his own tomb so Jesus could be buried quickly and properly. But in that short story, there are some tantalizing hints at what he might have been like. He must have been rich to have a brand new tomb, and he must have had political connections to have Jesus' body released to him. And he must have been very devout to be so concerned about Jesus receiving a proper burial. He seems to me like one of those people you read about in the paper sometimes, who have made a lot of money in business and seem so materialistic, but when they die, it is suddenly revealed that they had been single-handedly supporting a food bank or sending underprivileged kids to college or something. Joseph must have been a man like this. The Proverbs speak of people like this when they say, "But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day." In some interpretations of the liturgy, the oblationers, the people who bring up the gifts of bread and wine to the altar, are likened to Joseph and Nicodemus, bearing the body of Christ to his tomb. Sometimes there are moments in the liturgy like this that are really purely functional. But that doesn't mean that the one who does them can't understand what they do as the chance to be who they are and participate in a very holy moment. That's what Joseph did. Let us pray. Merciful God, whose servant Joseph of Arimathea, with reverence and godly fear, prepared the body of our Lord and Savior for burial, and laid it in his own tomb, grant to us, your faithful people, grace and courage to love and serve Jesus with sincere devotion all the days of our life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on August 6th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.